Hi. We're here to look at chapter 18 of the Tao Te Ching. And I will start by reading from the Regina Donacre's translation of the Tao. When the great way is not followed, rules and laws are defined. When human intelligence is seen as wisdom, ego is in the lead. When close relationships are not harmonious, people perform duties out of obligation. When the community is dark and disorderly, officials become loyal to the outer authority. That's it. Depending on how you look at this chapter and depending on the mind that you use when you look at this chapter, you might say, well, that's not so bad. In other words, this is saying when the Tao is not followed, here's what happens. We have rules and laws that are defined. Human intelligence is in the lead. People perform their duties out of a sense of obligation. And officials become loyal to the outer authority. And people, again, depending on who they are, may say, well, that's not so bad. But actually it is. If you look at this with clarity, for example, let's start at the bottom. When the community is dark and disorderly, officials become loyal to the outer authority. For example, you could look at the United States right now at this particular time, and you will find the Democrats being loyal to the Democratic Party and the Republicans being loyal to the Republican Party, with only a couple of exceptions. A couple individuals maybe aren't as loyal. Even when the party is not making sense, the loyalty to the outer authority is stronger than the loyalty to one's own inner intuition, or in a lot of cases, I think even one's conscience. And so this leads to problems. You know, you can also look at countries where people are supporting dictators, right? All the officials stand up behind the dictator and shake their head, yeah, even when that person is making insane decisions that can not only affect the country, but affect the world in ways that are not at all good, not at all helpful. So this is really describing a breakdown from harmony with the Tao, from everyone following that inner intuition, and therefore everything and everyone being in harmony, to a breakdown of society that occurs when society abandons the Tao. Now, of course, none of us have ever known a society that followed the Tao. So we can look at this breakdown, and the breakdown is all we know. We don't know, nor can we imagine, a society without rules and laws. We don't know a society that isn't dependent on human intelligence. Many, many people just do their jobs out of obligation, right? That's why there's songs about the weekend, you know, and sayings like TGIF, thank God it's Friday, because people doing what they have to do to get the money they need to pay the bills and have the life they need. But there's a sense of obligation, like I have to do this, rather than things coming from joy in a lot of cases. And then, of course, we've already talked about officials being loyal to the outer authority. Let me read this one more time, and then we'll look at another possibility. When the great way is not followed, rules and laws are defined. When human intelligence is seen as wisdom, ego is in the lead. When close relationships are not harmonious, people perform duties out of obligation. When the community is dark and disorderly, officials become loyal to the outer authority. So that's the degradation. So really what Lao Tzu is pointing to, and he'll continue to point to as we move forward in the Tao Te Ching, is that there is another possibility. And that possibility is, ideally, when everyone, especially the leaders, learn to tune into the Tao and follow the Tao, we're going to find a harmonious community or a harmonious country or a harmonious world where not even rules and laws are needed anymore. Now, this is obviously idealistic, but let's bring it down to the personal. Because again, this is Tao Te Ching, an interpretive translation to live by. We can also find degradation in our own lives if we aren't following the Tao. There may not be harmony in our family, for example, you know, dysfunction in our family. There may not be harmony in our workplace, dysfunction in our workplace. We may find that we have to try and control our children or control our family members with different rules around the household or you know, in order to have any sense of peace of mind because everything is so out of whack. You know, I'm making this stuff up. And you know why I'm making it up? I'm going to be dead honest with you. Because I don't actually have this problem. There is harmony in my family. I feel great harmony with my work life, whether it's doing the volunteer work that I do for Awakening Together, doing the work that I do around the house, doing some work for my mother, you know, my elderly mother, some taking care of some of her business. I feel great harmony in everything. So when I start coming up with these personal examples that other people may experience about how there's degradation in the family and in the workplace and because they aren't following the Tao, I'm making stuff up. I don't actually know that from direct experience anymore. And maybe that's what's more important for me to talk about. When we learn to tune into the Tao, and you can call it God, you can call it Holy Spirit, you can call it Buddha, you can call it intuition, it's all the same. But it's got to be sincere. Sincere is what's really popping up for me. There's a sincere desire to follow that way rather than my way. And when there's a sincere desire to follow that way instead of my way, and at first, again, it's a bit of a challenge because we do tend to be attached to my way. But as we begin to follow that Tao, really listen to that inner intuition, really follow what it's saying, it brings our personal orbit, you know, our family life, our life with our friends, our work life, it brings our personal orbit into harmony. So the main point about this particular chapter is the first line, when the great way is not followed. That's what really creates all problems, all conflicts, all sense of obligation, all ridiculous outer loyalties. You know, a personal way that sometimes we can be loyal to the outside instead of to our intuition is through what is called people pleasing. That's something that some of you may be familiar with. You know, somebody may ask us to do something and we may feel this intuitive no, but we're afraid to say no. And so we say yes. And we end up in situations that are complicated for us in some way. Maybe our schedule is too full. Maybe we're trying to manage something that we really don't have the time or resources to manage. Maybe it's taking us away from things that really have great value to us, like our own contemplation and meditation time. Again, the most important line in this chapter is the first line, when the great way is not followed. We could just say, when the great way is not followed, problems begin to appear. We could just say that. Because problems begin to appear, we then need to try and control things. We can't allow pure chaos, so we start creating rules and laws. I love this second line. This is also really a good line. When human intelligence is seen as wisdom, ego is in the lead. Let's look at the Chinese. Intelligent knowledge occur. I said, when human intelligence is seen as wisdom, intelligent knowledge occur. Have big, false, or fake. This is saying when intelligent knowledge occurs, you have a big false or a big fake. Well, you heard how I translated that. When human intelligence is seen as wisdom, ego is in the lead. Some people might say something like, when cleverness arises, hypocrisy appears, right? People translated this a little differently. But again, let's listen to the exact translation. Intelligent knowledge occur. I mean, that doesn't sound so bad, does it? Intelligent knowledge occur. Here's what happens, though, when intelligent knowledge occur. Have big faults. Or it could be translated as have big fake. In other words, this intelligent knowledge isn't the Tao. This is when we're beginning to try and figure things out for ourselves. And when you begin to try to figure things out for yourself, well, ego is in the lead. This is the way I translated it. Ego is in the lead. And, you know, you can go and look at how other people translated it. But obviously, Lao Tzu was saying it's some kind of a problem. Because Lao Tzu said intelligent knowledge occur, have big faults or have big fake. He's certainly not praising this intelligent knowledge that's occurring, right? When the great way is not followed, rules and laws are defined, because now everybody's following self-will. Conflict and chaos is occurring. And so we try and control it with our rules and our laws. When human intelligence is seen as wisdom, have big faults. Ego is in the lead. This is a degradation. Next, I translated, when close relationships are not harmonious, people perform duties out of obligation. Really, this was referring to more the Chinese family unit. It's the translation was six parent or six intimate, that's referring to generations of a family. Six parent or six intimate, no harmony. So when there's no harmony in the family, have obedience humane. Some people translated that as you'll have feel piety and kindness. But what this is saying, six parent, no harmony, this means things are not happening, caring for one another within the family is not happening naturally. Now you have obedience humane. Now people are being kind, taking care of one another out of a sense of obligation. And, you know, I know some Chinese people, and I do know some that resent the duties they have, the obligation they have to their parents. They feel like it's something they have to do because they're Chinese, but it's not coming from the heart. Now, in some cases, it may be, but I do know of cases where it isn't. And this is what Lao Tzu is saying. This is exactly what's going to happen, that these things that normally would be natural and loving are now coming purely from a sense of obligation. Sure, everybody's still taking care of the grandparents, but there's a grievance about it. It doesn't feel like a sense of free love. So when close relationships are not harmonious, people perform duties out of obligation. That I translated that to go beyond the family because of our Western society. But you know, if your close relationships are not harmonious at work, for example, you don't like everyone at work, for example, you don't like your boss, for example, the only reason you do your job well, often, is out of a sense of obligation. It's not this harmonious ideal team where we all have the one goal and we all are doing our best to reach that goal, right? It's not that. And then, of course, when the community is dark and disorderly, officials become loyal to the outer authority. Again, they're loyal to the outer authority, not the inner guidance. This is the exact opposite of if the Great Way was followed. Let's go ahead and just look at this in one more translation. So the translation I have is Jeff Pepper and Xiao Hui Wang. When natural order is abandoned, there is kindness and morality. When intelligence and intellect appear, there is great deception. When the six kinships are not in harmony, children show piety to their parents. When nations and families fall into darkness and confusion, there are loyal ministers. Again, without really contemplating this chapter, it can sound like, well, that's not so bad. You've got kindness, morality. Okay, well, the great deception part is bad. But people showing piety to their parents, loyal ministers. But this is the degradation. This is describing a world which we are very familiar with because we live in it, that does not follow the way. And again, I know from experience, from honest, genuine, sincere experience, that harmony and freedom can be our personal orbit. It can be what we experience. We do our duty. Notice even the word duty sounds like obligation. We do our duties out of love. We love our job. We love our coworkers. We love our parents. We love our neighbors. I remember once I was living in North Carolina at the time, and I lived in a neighborhood where everybody really liked their lawns looking nice, right? And I had some company at my house, a spiritual teacher, actually. And I said to him, listen, I need to go out and mow the lawn before my neighbors are unhappy. You know, and that's just the way I worded it. I need to go out and mow the lawn before my neighbors are unhappy. And he said to me, no people pleasing. I said, you know, actually, this isn't people pleasing. I want to do this for them as a gift. I'm not doing it because I'm afraid of what they'll think of me if I don't. See, that's people pleasing. I'm doing it because I know it's important to them. They care how the neighborhood looks as a whole, And I want to give them what they want. I want to give them that gift. I don't want my yard to upset them, so I'm going to go out and mow the lawn. But can you hear the difference? Can you hear the difference between the people pleasing, which would be, oh, if I don't go mow the lawn, my neighbors are going to think whatever of me. It's kind of a negative, heavy feeling. And look, I know this matters to my neighbors, and I want to do this for them. It's kind of a light, happy feeling. See, one is following the Tao. One is the degradation. In both cases, the lawn gets mowed. But one is that sense of, there's a sense of freedom about it rather than a sense of obligation. So we can really look at our personal lives. We can look at our attitudes towards our work, towards our family, you know, even towards cooking supper and doing supper dishes or mowing our lawn or whatever we do as a part of our daily life. And we can tell by looking at our attitudes whether we are following the Tao or the ego. So the assignment. Why don't we look at those attitudes? Notice when you are doing things out of a sense of obligation. Notice when you are people pleasing. Notice when you feel like you need to create rules in order to control those around you because there's no sense of harmony with everyone. And be aware that when you're trying to figure things out and figure it all out for yourself, that ego is in the lead. And then just ask yourself, am I willing to find that inner guidance that is the Tao? And to start following it instead of myself. And see if things get brought back into harmony. In some cases, some types of harmony will seem to occur over a process of doing this for maybe weeks or months, or in some cases, even years. But if you know how to look, you'll start noticing some places where there could have been conflict, but there's harmony right away. Immediately, upon choosing to follow the guidance instead of the thoughts. You'll know that if you had said what those thoughts wanted you to say, there would have been a conflict. But because you listened to that guidance and you said something else, or you said nothing at all, whatever that guidance was, there was not a conflict. So you'll be able to see some immediate effects. And then with time and following that guidance longer, things start to settle down even more until they come into this even flow of harmony in all parts of your life. One thing that's important whenever we are looking at our life and noticing, for example, you know, I am definitely not listening to the Tao here. You know, I can tell there is way too much conflict, way too much grievance, way too much uncomfortableness, walking on eggshells in the household, that I'm clearly not listening to the Tao, or this couldn't all be here. When you're noticing that, you want to notice it without judgment. That's really important. We're waking up to the fact that we haven't been following the Tao so that we can begin to make a different choice and begin to follow the Tao. There is absolutely nothing here to judge. This is an awakening process. And when we come back, we will look at chapter 19, which is, it really goes quite well with chapter 18. But let's really focus on chapter 18 now. Look for the degradation that is occurring in your life because you, not others, because you are not following the Tao. Ask yourself if you would rather start doing your best to follow that inner intuition. And if you find the answer is yes, well then, go for it. Start doing your best to follow that inner intuition. And again, you will notice some immediate results. All right, that's it. I'll see you next time. Bye.